Hello everyone and welcome along to another episode of the Beck VC Shadow Board podcast. Today I'm joined by Ruth Sillick of the Board of Directors with Beck VC. So over to you, Ruth, if you just want to give us a little bit of background about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So hi everyone, my name's Ruth Sillick. I'm the newly appointed Vice Chair of Beck VC. In my day job, I do UK marketing communications for Areno, a company, international fuel cycle company. It was formerly called Areva. They operate obviously around the world, but also in the UK. We've got three offices here in the UK, one in Abingdon in Oxfordshire, one in Warrington near Risley, and then one in Westlakes and obviously near Whitehaven. A bit controversially, I'm not actually based in Cumbria itself. I'm officially based down in Oxfordshire. But before COVID, I spent a huge amount of my time up in Cumbria itself. I love the region. I love the business environment. I love the people. It's a great place to work. And I spent about sort of 60, 70% of my time actually up in the region. Now we're obviously not able to travel. I'd still say I spend a huge amount of my time thinking and working on projects that relating to Cumbria. So I hope that in some small way I'm making a contribution to the region and flying the Cumbrian flag.
Yeah, Ruth, don't worry about that.
Thank you.
So I take it you're down south at the minute then?
Yes, I am down south at the minute, near Harwell for people who know where that is, sort of, yeah, in between Oxford and Swindon. So, yeah.
So that's really interesting then. So if we maybe delve in a little bit about how you got into being involved with Beck VC, then obviously as a Cumbrian organisation, a cluster of organisations made up of Cumbrian businesses. So yeah, that'd be really interesting to find out a little bit more about how you heard of us and how you first got involved.
So because of my job, I do the UK marketing communication. So I organise a lot of events. I also manage Areno's social impact activities. Beck VC has always had a really high profile within Areno. It's a really respected organisation, an organisation that Areno sort of really puts a lot of power behind in terms of supporting the local supply chain and community where they can. So I heard about Beck VC through my day job. I thought it was a really inspiring organisation. I was really struck by the diversity of businesses that are there. The mission of the business cluster as well was really sort of inspiring and dynamic. I think, you know, I saw a lot of people doing a lot of good at a really good pace as well, in a really visible way. So I was really attracted to working with the business cluster. So when the applications opened for the original shadow board, I sort of jumped at the chance of applying. And I very luckily got on. So I was delighted about that. I thought it was a huge opportunity for someone at my stage in my career to actually have an influence in the community that, you know, I really enjoyed working in, and sort of interact with local businesses. So I was on the shadow board for 2 years. One of those years I was chair following Charlotte Penn. And during the time I was on the shadow board, I led on the Global Reach Conference, which was the first of a kind international collaboration for clean energy conference that Beck VC ran back in 2019. So it brought together business communities from France, from Spain. We had people over from Japan and the United States, all brought together in this venue in Manchester to sort of network and engage with our members, which was fantastic. We sort of set it alongside business meetings and exhibitions as well. So, you know, there was a really high level of interaction. It was a really positive conference, and hopefully something that we're going to repeat in the future. So that's a little bit about how I managed to get into Cumbria.
Yes, fab. So Ruth, you've obviously talked about your part on the shadow board, but I'm interested to know, and I'm sure a lot of people will be interested to know, how you found the transition from the shadow board to the main board of directors, and how long you've been part of the main board, and obviously being fairly young, how did you find that being early on in your career?
Well, I was part of the shadow board, as I said, for 2 years. And I actually, if I'm brutally honest, got too old to continue being on the shadow board.
There's quite a...
I know how it feels.
Oh,
really? Okay, I didn't know that. Well, there are good opportunities coming up. It's definitely not the end of a Beck VC journey, I don't think. Well, basically, I got to the end of my tenure, I suppose, and just felt that I wasn't finished. I still felt like I had a lot more to give to BEC. My time on the shadow board had really inspired me to continue. So I put myself forward for election. It was the first time I'd ever done any form of election, sort of put myself forward in that way. So it was hugely rewarding, complimentary, humbling, really, to be elected on by members. And it really kind of gave me a sense of responsibility that I wanted to do as best as I could by the members that had elected me on. So I transitioned onto the board in that way. Since then, I've been leading on some of the digital partnership stuff. So today we've just done a member meeting with Digital Tech Cumbria, which was a digital tech showcase, which obviously is something that, you know, is very relevant at the moment as we're all becoming a lot more familiar with digital tools and digital ways of working, remote ways of working. So we had presentation from Reiko Laboratory, which is a robotics and AI collaboration laboratory that's being set up in Cumbria, and then complemented by some presentations of real life experiences from some of our SME members in using digital tools. So I've led on that, and I've also been leading on some of the regional collaboration activities that the Business Cluster has been undertaking. So with the UK Energy Regions Collaboration, that brings together 7 business cluster and supply chain organisations from around the UK into a single forum where we share sort of best practice and business intelligence for development within the clean energy sector. So it's been a good first year. It's been a little bit strange because obviously I've never had an in-person board meeting. It's obviously all been remote. I was elected on remotely. So it's quite a strange environment in that way to work on, but everyone on the board has been hugely welcoming and hugely sort of encouraging as well in my first year. So yes, I've really enjoyed it.
Sounds like me. I was elected on the shadow board during the lockdown, so I've never really met most of them in person either. So before we get on to talking about your new role as the vice chair and obviously the future of the cluster, I'm interested to know, you've already touched on a few things. What would you say was your main achievement or accomplishment? Now, that could include the shadow board, it could be the Global Reach event, obviously you've discussed, or it could be something totally different. What would you summarise as your main accomplishment so far?
That's quite a difficult question. I would definitely say Global Reach was up there. It was such a huge opportunity for me. And I really enjoyed sort of working with all the businesses, the speakers, the event management team. It was such a huge sense of accomplishment to be able to pull that event together with lots of stakeholders, responsibility kind of to the main board, the shadow board, the members themselves. So I would say that was probably the standout thing for me.
Yeah, definitely. Totally agree with you there, actually. It was brilliant. So we've touched on it. Let's say a huge congratulations for your vice chair role.
Thank you.
Very exciting. So I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
What can you bring to the role? How does the future look for you in this role?
So I think I can bring a lot of energy and enthusiasm to the role. I think I'm the youngest vice chair that there's been, so I'm hoping to inject a bit of the energy from the next generation, obviously working closely with the shadow board to do that. I think that's definitely something I can bring to the role. In terms of what it looks like, what I'd like to do, I'd really like to be involved in showcasing our members, both within Cumbria, the collaborations that have happened within Cumbria, but also outside the region. I think that's a massive opportunity for BECC to really kind of fly the Cumbrian flag and say, look at the capability and the businesses we have here, and look at the environment we have here in which all of that is happening. So that's what I'd really love to do as part of this role.
Fab. Yeah, I think we are all really lucky, and I think that's something that all the members of BECC have in common, that we all do feel proud of Cumbria and how much is on offer. So yeah, definitely important, and interested to see where you go with this. I'm interested to know what you would perceive as the biggest challenge to Cumbria or the cluster. Obviously we're coming out of a really difficult year. Do you think that's going to have some knock-on effects? What would you summarise as being the biggest challenge to the cluster?
Well, I think obviously COVID-19 has been the biggest challenge for a lot of businesses. I think a lot of businesses, although they've emerged strongly from this, sort of in relative terms, I think it's damaged a lot of businesses. It's damaged a lot of people, I think, just generally. So I think that's a big challenge for us, to make sure that we really pull together the business community, make sure that we get opportunities for collaboration and new business out there, and that we really do as much as we can to support the region and the people working in it, to make sure that they're prosperous and not just recover, but actually thrive after this and create a new normal that is perhaps even better than it was before.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, fingers crossed.
That nobody left behind. We want everyone to feel involved in this process of recovery. So yeah, definitely. Okay, so moving to the more positives then, what's the biggest opportunity that you see right now?
I think we've got a lot of opportunity in terms of positioning nationally and flying the flag for Cumbria outside the region. I know that's not the whole remit of the business cluster, but I think it's an important part of it. It's an important part of the whole. I think it's a good opportunity for us to represent BECBC in forums such as the UK Energy Regions Collaboration, where we're looking across the whole of the UK, bringing together organisations that are very similar to us in the same sort of forum, you know, representing ourselves in central government, in nuclear sector policy. You know, we've done a lot of work recently influencing the second iteration of the nuclear sector deal. I've been sort of personally involved in that and really trying to get across the importance of Cumbria in that as a centre of nuclear excellence, especially for decommissioning, where there's a huge amount of innovation there that, you know, we have to offer the whole country.
Yeah, I do think the cluster's growing from strength to strength, to be honest. It's doing so much more that perhaps people aren't really aware of as well. So that's part of what this podcast is about. We want to showcase what the cluster is doing on behalf of its members. So we'd like to get to know you as a person now. So I'm going to ask you, what's one thing that people might not know about you?
I suppose that's an interesting question. This probably isn't hugely interesting, but I'm a massive bookworm. I absolutely love reading. I think it ties into, you know,
What's your favourite genre?
Well, that's quite difficult. I quite like magical realism. That's one of my favourite genres.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's sort of developed in South America. So that's something I really enjoy reading. I enjoy reading a lot of Japanese fiction as well. I read an article about a woman who'd read a book from every country in the world, and it really inspired me. And it's something I want to do, you know, while I'm still alive, is to try my best to knock a few countries off that list, because I think it's a great way to get to know different cultures and different communities. So yes, I'm a bit of a bookworm.
That's definitely interesting. You don't need to worry about that. That's brilliant. I'm looking forward to seeing how you get on. We'll have to keep us updated on your progress on that one.
Yes.
I'm interested to know, what advice would you give your younger self?
I think what I'd say to my younger self, because I was painfully, painfully shy and timid when I was younger. I was terrified of being different from people. And so I think the bit of advice I would give myself is don't be scared of being different. That, you know, there's a bit of a cliche, isn't there, that says everyone's unique, but no one looks at it in the terms of that means everyone's different. And so it means that if you're different to someone else, it's not a negative. It just means you've got something different to offer. So that's probably what I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. I was very like you. I was very shy as well. So and I do think that's something to credit the shadow board with it. You throw yourself in there and they do
definitely
help as well. So brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been really interesting getting to know you, and I think it's really fascinating that we've got someone living in the south now taking on a vice chair role within the cluster. So yeah, really, really interesting, and really looking forward to seeing how the future goes with you at the helm, essentially. Not quite.
Oh, thank you. Not quite. But thank you. I hope everything with the shadow board goes really well. You guys are a great asset to the cluster, always have been. So yes, best of luck with all of that. And it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.